BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Tamar.
Amnon was David's oldest son and his favorite. Amnon had everything he wanted except one thing, his half-sister Tamar. He thought about her all the time, wanting to go to bed with her. His cousin gave him a plan on how to get her. So Amnon pretended he was sick and asked the king to send Tamar to help him with some food. When she arrived, he sent all the servants out of the room. As she handed him some food, he grabbed her, pulled her into bed, and raped her. As soon as he was done, he no longer wanted her. He yelled at her, "Get out of here! Guards, take this woman out of here and lock the door behind her." Tamar tore her clothes that showed that she was a virgin. She walked along with ashes on her head. Her brother Absalom vowed to kill Amnon, but he knew it had to be planned carefully. The king was furious when he heard about the rape. Still, he did nothing about it. 2 years later, Absalom held a sheep-shearing party and invited all of David's sons, including Amnon. He and his servants worked together, and at the right moment, they killed Amnon, and all the other sons ran for their lives. Absalom went to a neighboring town to hide from his father. Oh, David grieved for Amnon for 3 years. After that time, he started to miss his son Absalom. Still, he didn't ask him to return from hiding. Joab noticed this and decided to do something about it. He hired an actress and told her what to say to David. She went and bowed before the king. "Help me, my king. I only had 2 sons after my husband died. Recently, they got into a fight, and one killed the other one. Now, my family says I'm to give them the only son I have left. They say he must die because he's a murderer. Oh, my king, this would remove my husband's name from the earth." David said, "You can go home. I'll take care of this for you. By the Lord who lives, your son won't die for this." She said, "I have one more question. Why don't you follow your own judgment? You're wronging the nation of God by not bringing back your son. We're all going to die someday, but God is the God of life. He wants us to be reconciled to one another." David then knew it was Joab who had sent this woman. So he called for him and said, "Go and bring Absalom back in peace, but I don't want to see him." Joab went and brought Absalom back to Jerusalem, where he lived in his own house. For 2 years, he wasn't allowed to see the king. Finally, he decided to ask Joab to arrange a meeting between him and his father. So Joab arranged a time when the king and his son could meet. Absalom went before his father and bowed down with his face to the ground. David got up and went and kissed his son.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.